grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Kia ora.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
No, part two.
Yeah. Just saying hello again. That was awesome. I love that you just punched the mic.
Did I?
Oh, well, it sounded like that. I wasn't okay. Actually... Yeah, I just put you on air without even saying anything.
Oh, that
yeah.
would be it. We yeah. like to have a few technical difficulties just to keep it real, you know?
Yeah.
This is not pre-recorded or rehearsed.
No, it's all live.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Ooh. Wasn't a bit. We didn't talk about it right before. No, yeah, no.
I'm going to surprise you with another thing.
Okay.
Did you know you better fill your back garden or wardrobe or front window with cannabis hemp plants with no license required, anyone, anywhere from next week, next Thursday?
Wow.
Yeah, it's the end of the hemp hemp licensing, the misuse of drugs industrial hemp regulations revocation order 2026 commences next Thursday 28th. That means low THC industrial hemp is regulated directly under the even older misuse of drugs regulations 1977, which mean that apparently, so they're saying, they've amended those slightly too, and now you just don't even need a license. It just kind of shows they could amend it however they wanted. They could say,
yeah.
oh, you could grow 5 high THC in your house too. They could. They could just do it.
Yeah.
Just like they're doing with this. They could just decide.
So what does this mean for people when, yeah.
So if you have a hemp license, it will be revoked and expired on that date, and you'll no longer need it. You don't need to keep any paperwork, records, anything, no criminal check, no nothing. Anyone can do it. So all the people that have been barred from being involved in hemp, and medical cannabis too, because they have a criminal record under the Misuse of Drugs Act, which is a lot of people that might be interested in it, who might want to be involved, and who should have a pathway to going legal and aren't blocked and barred.
Yeah.
Right? But they always have been. And perversely, even strangely, as noted by David Seymour, Minister of Regulation, which this has come from, surprisingly, these convictions keep you out of hemp, and but they can be... not necessarily with the medical. They've got more leeway. And there's no requirement on location with medical. You can grow medical cannabis in the middle of a city, which we do, which I've done.
Yeah.
Whereas hemp says not anywhere within 5 kilometres of residential or within sight of a road. And when you map that out, you're left with bugger all places.
Yeah.
So even people that don't have convictions that want to do it, they look at their farm or their property and go, well, I can't, and which sucks. So all that's been removed, which is great. If you want to get into it, you do need to notify the police beforehand. And then they know. And if you're importing the seed, you'll be able to import your own. You got to let MPI know, so they know to expect it.
Okay.
And other than that, you just get on with it. Now, the key is it has to be under 1% THC, and the burden will be on you, the grower, or me, or whoever, right? So whoever's growing it, that's on you to stay below 1. And because you've notified the police, and if you haven't notified them, you're just growing cannabis. So you've notified them it's under 1% THC, you're compliant. If they come around though and they happen to pick a plant that is higher than that, you're just growing cannabis. And you've told them you're going to do it. They've got all the evidence to bust you at that point. You've told them, I'm going to do it. And then you've done it.
So, wow, okay.
So that's the keep them honest kind of aspect of it.
Yeah.
Your burden's on you to stay below. And when you think about it, that's the same with, say, like growing some poppies. You might be growing to show your patriotism with Anzac Day. You're not extracting the opium and that. Just make sure you don't, right? And poppies aren't illegal, but drugs that can come from them
Yes.
And so it's kind of treating it like that, I think.
Okay.
Or say like Coca-Cola, which is under a certain interpretation of the Misuse of Drugs Act, is a Class B drug because it's an extract of cocaine, of the coca plant, I should say.
Yes.
Yes.
Famously so.
Well, yeah, it is. The hint's in the name.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, so that's great. That's worthy of a celebration. Would you prefer the indica terpene drink, which is called Unwind, which I brought with me, or the In Zone, which is your sativa terpenes?
I think I had the indica last time I was covering for Shaq, so I should try the In Zone.
Go on.
And lemon ginger yuzu.
That's the flavour notes
of
the terpenes. Yeah. And the indica's more like blueberry, mango, juniper. So that's just, yum.
Well,
so
Delicious.
What else do we need to know? Yeah, notify the police. Burden's on you. Make sure you've got good seed. Don't get some random seeds that might be variable. You know, because, again, burden's on you. You're not just going to be able to say, oh, they told me it was under one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think. That might be a defence, but, you know, make sure you've got good seed that is stable.
Yeah.
Definition of hemp has changed. So I guess it's one thing if you're just growing a few hemp plants in your back garden for your own purposes. But if you want to do a kind of commercial product, then this definition of a hemp product, currently, under the regs that are about to expire, a product derived wholly or partly... no, hang on. No, that's what it will be. So it will be. So it was anything from hemp. Now it's going to say a product derived wholly or partly from the stalk or seed of hemp, and be a hemp seed food. So that seems to kind of narrow it because it's limiting it to stalk and seed. But a bud is on a stalk. It's probably got some seed in it. Maybe it doesn't. So it's going to be debatable. Yeah, exactly. It's a bit of a grey zone the way they've worded it. I guess their intention is, don't get into the CBD and wellness side of it, do that under medical cannabis, but the way they've defined it, again, it's pretty grey, so, yeah, anyway, who knows. But, yeah, in related news, though, speaking of a bud and what it's got in it because of those seeds, there was the first ever nutritional study of hemp biomass. It was released just this week.
Yeah.
A consortium called the Food First Initiative. So previously people had analysed the seed or the oil or CBD extraction or fibre content or, you know, different aspects. This was looking at the bud, what they were terming biomass.
So biomass is bud?
Well, technically it's all of it, but when you read the study, it's no, they were looking at the bud.
Okay.
And interestingly, 12% protein. So the bud itself, you could just eat it and get your 12% protein right there. Unseeded bud, though, did have slightly less, but also less fat and calories. Both had, whether seed or unseeded, 15 amino acids, also found in the leaves, and a good source of calcium, potassium, and iron. So who would have thought? You can just, like, get these nutrients through your marijuana.
Yeah. Cook it? Would you cook it? No.
Cook it, eat it.
Yep.
Grow it. Yeah, so you'll be able to, as I say, you could grow your hemp in your back garden and just start eating hemp buds. Get yourself a little butter machine, maybe. Make up some goodies, some gummies.
Before long, you'll be absolutely...
healthy.
Packed. Muscles. Giant. Yeah. So many gains.
Yeah. This is very cool. It's very cool. In terms of if people were thinking, great, I can be a hemp grower and for CBD, you're still going to need to probably partner with a medical cannabis license holder. So you can be the grower of the biomass with no license needed at all. And, you know, wherever, grow like a, get rent a warehouse, fill it full of under 1% THC, high CBD, and then you sell it to a medical cannabis company and they handle all the extraction and stuff. Mm. Or you export it overseas.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool, eh? Huge opportunities, I think, opening
up
right there.
It's quite a big change, because that's been something that's sort of prevented a lot of things happening here in terms of hemp products and hemp derived. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it's really held it back.
Yeah.
We've had, like, legal hemp in name only almost, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really held things back. So this is great. And, you know, you're building a house, for example, out of hemp. You're just about to grow some and just do it.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about all that kind of licenses or... You know, the location you grow your house isn't, you know, is closer than 5 kilometres to a resident, for example.
Yep.
So now you can't grow your hemp there, for example, but now you can. So very, very good. What it will do, police rating people based on smell, that might be out the window, because how are they going to know? Well, they will know, I guess, because you've told them. You've said, I'm growing at this address. But there's a bit of news this week with a cheeky grow, One News called it, in Onehunga. Spiky working nearby, excuse me, noticed unusual wiring and an unmistakable smell.
Mm.
Police raided it, 360 plants, no people. Stealing power seemed to have, you know, this wiring. Don't do that, that's dangerous, it's bad, it's wrong. Pay your bloody power bill. Power company doesn't care if you use more power, jeez. But yes, the unmistakable smell.
Mm.
Can't really go by that anymore.
No, yeah.
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 Hmm. Big changes ahead. So that's just next Thursday, people. Get ready. Get ready from next Thursday. And if you see a healthy cannabis plant in someone's front garden, you would have to assume that must be a hemp plant.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why would they do it?
Yeah.
So now, you know, anywhere you see a plant, that must be a hemp one.
Yeah.
That needs to, just like, oh, they must have a prescription. They're consuming their cannabis on the street corner on K Road. They must have a prescription.
I do love the odd sights and smells being the tip-off, because that's quite vague. That's just what they put in the title of the article.
Yeah.
Mm,
it leaves it to your imagination. Yes. They do. They say send in your dog people in. Send them in. But as I say, not on the smell. Hey, it could also be people exercising.
Really?
Yes. That unmistakable smell. It's people consuming their cannabis or their hemp buds that they've grown at home with no license needed, and they're doing some exercise. This was on 1ZB of all things. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
They talked to David Tatelli. Latiti. Latelli. It's 420, people. This was based on New York Times and saying that in pot-friendly states, people are consuming cannabis for their exercise. They're also lower BMI, weighing less, leaner, lower rates of obesity, all these sorts of things, which we've talked about on the show before. And so Heather Duplessis-Allen talked, and they were like, well, what's going on? Dave Latelli phoned a friend, because he didn't quite believe it at the beginning, phoned a friend, and he said, yes, it's the thing. It's the gummies, and maybe we're doing it all wrong. And I thought, yes, you are.
It was. In the US recently, and it was very common. People would get lots of gummies for like exercise, for running, focus, but specifically for like a pre-workout.
There you go.
Which I thought was, I was like, okay, it's interesting. It wouldn't have occurred to me.
There's a bunch of studies showing it, because they first noticed it in population-wide stuff, where actual people who are cannabis consumers are just associated with it, and they were like, what's going on here? A recent study we looked at said that daily use of THC altered how adipose fat tissues function in the body. You get less fat and more lean mass and resistance to what they call diet-induced obesity. However, more recent study, and this is what we talked about just last month, 2nd of April, it was like, hang on, it's not the THC, it turns out. It's the CBG and CBD and a relative of THC called tetrahydrocannabivarin, THCV, I think it is.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of, yeah, it's a bit complicated, but it is a thing.
I was going to say, that sounds very complicated.
It's an actual thing. It's doing its stuff. The pancreas gets more, functioning better. Everything just gets back to where it should be. And there you go.
Cool. Okay, yeah. I'll have to give it a go.
Yeah. Well, that's the key. The CBG had the highest effect, then the CBD.
Yeah.
Probably THC next.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's a bloody good reason then to get your hemp in your back garden, because hemp is naturally high in the CBD and can also be high in CBG. Depending on when you harvest. Harvest early for higher CBG. There's a tip, people.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then just chew on those buds.
Yep. And you've got homemade, pre-workout, none of the other nasty stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yep. Be doing like 100 push-ups for long. And all the protein.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all there.
Wow.
And no license needed or prescription. You can just do that. Who would have thought? Who would have bloody thought? That's good. There is some good news in the world. If you need a prescription, though, we're doing those down at the shop. Well, we'll certainly hook you up with the doctor and get them to call you back in the, very soon and make that happen. And next Friday, if you're looking for something to do, it's Weed Eaters, favourite movie at the moment, is playing at the Cannabis Museum, Whakamana, on the 29th of April, of May. It is next Friday. And so that's at the museum. Bring your prescription along and enjoy the movie. It'll
very awesome. Appropriate setting for that, for a screening of that film.
Mm.
Have you caught it? Did you catch the 4D? You caught the 4D.
I didn't get the 4D.
Oh.
I'll cover the next one.
Yeah.
It was very good. I loved it. Very good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Recommend. Well, recommend. 5 stars.
So wait, what day is
that? That is next Friday, 29th.
Next Friday.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
And tickets?
Don't ask me that.
Sorry.
Come on. Just look it up. Look it up.
Tickets out there somewhere. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Chris.
Up. All right.
I'm going to enjoy this. Hold on. Oh, in zone.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll lemon ginger yuzu.
Mmm. We love it. All right. Merry 420, everyone. Catch you next week.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hempstore. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with Mary Jane.